that it gets recorded.
Perfect.
Okay. Now we're being recorded.
When we're ready, no problem.
All right.
Okay, so what we will do is learn to play melodies in counterbeat, because some of our strumics, for example, we have strumics and stuff, you know, the hand claps in flamenco have counterbeat.
We touched on that before. I find that very tough, very hard.
Look, let's just do a small test about hand clap doing with the hand claps. For example, we take a metronome. Here I send you three metronomes. Three metronomes online, which are very loud.
So I guess I click here, maybe.
Now, for example, we go at 60, we play with the hand clap like this. Look. Have the beat, and then exactly between of the beat, I will play counter beat. One, two, like that. Three, four. One, two, three, four. Practically speaking, what we do is play between one beat and the other, exactly in between.
Right on the and. Right.
Exactly. That, in melodies we will use in many melodies. For example, when we play the Malagueña like this. We play a melody like it's exactly the counterbeat, and it wouldn't sound so good. And also, there is a counterbeat, that's right. So, this thing happens in many pieces, and it would be important to try to nail it down this, to a point that we can at least be comfortable with some speed, not very fast thing, but simple stuff and understand the concept, because it plays all the time. So, look, for example, just one note, or for example, 7th fret, finger 1 of the 7th fret, press the string. 1,
I'm on the beat.
Look, I can do just the opposite, and then I will get the balance of this exercise, but we want to get this linear ear training balance of placing us in the in the proper counterbeat thing. Mm-hmm. Look, for example, let's say, which one you have tried to play so far? Did you try the example 1 with this?
I can't remember. It was a couple of months ago you sent me a one of your exercises that had counterbeats. But counter, it's been a while.
But on a scale, right?
No, not on the scale. No. I don't remember.
I think that's another thing. Look. Click example 1.
Example 1.
Look at the left. Mira, example 1. It's first to show you what it's about. Play example 1.
Okay, example 1 on example
let's
1.
We'll play the scale number 1, beginning 1 from the 7.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Now you're in the 7th position there?
Sorry?
Is that 7?
We just pull up the, you have more than the speed required to do it. Look, we just do.
I'm sorry, you're doing.
So we have.
Oh.
Let's try note is not a staccato, it's Norman Gwen. So I wanted to do... Let's play the norma. Fix one thing at a time. First the rhythm, and then we will do the staccato. Don't worry. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's start it. Let me restart. One back. Okay.
Thank you.
example to that has the karta along with the, you could do it.
Here's the deal with this. I was listening to your notes. I was playing over your notes rather than the metronome. So I really didn't get much time.
Put the metronome, I sent you at 90, is the fourth link.
The fourth?
Because that is a loud metronome.
It says Kaha there.
You need to hear it, maybe. That's because you don't hear it loud enough. Give me a second.
Well, four is Kaha.
One.
Oops, what's happening?
Two. One.
That was number four. Okay, 93.
That's 90. Okay, now I would like you to do. Along with that, let's do it.
Along with which one?
With the metronome. Play.
The metronome. Now, is that on this exercise?
There is a metronome there.
The first one is metronome.
90 beats per minute.
1, 93,
yeah.
2.
No. Not my video, but another video below, a YouTube video.
Oh, okay.
You go down with the scroll, you will see other three videos. 60, 90, and 140.
Okay, there are lots of videos here. This one here must be 90. Met 90.
That one.
Ah, I see, okay.
Click that.
And right from the beginning, I guess, huh?
Exactly. And then let's play in that metronome, which is loud.
I'm Halle Berry.
I'm getting a commercial here. Upcoming film, The Call. Is this right?
Theaters March 15th.
Skip that. Okay.
Skip advertisement.
By the way, I found. Remember last time it was. Interrupting with commercials all the way through, I found that problem. Somebody had stuck some kind of adware stuck to my browser. So I fixed that.
Let's see if it works now.
Okay, so this is 90.
90. Now play. Play this kid there. first step is to play. No, it means you play one time, but every time with the metronome.
Do what?
On beat, playing on beat means that you will play one note with the metronome, exactly the same. Well, two times each note. No. One moment. But pause. Let me tell you this. Look, this is a simple concept to understand, but if we don't do it, then we will leave a weakness there on cover. Look, this is one. I have the metronome going steady beat, and I will play exactly E. So.
Thank you. Melody and counterbeat, is that what I should click on?
Yes, click that one, and let's put example one to show you how every we alter one number, two, three, four, and
then oops, what's going on here?
Okay, so put example one.
Getting shaky here.
Thank you. three, and then go to the catheter to show you how it sounds with the percussion.
Okay, three.
This is the context of melody, kata, moment, this is with the metronome, let me see. And then we have counter beat with the metronome.
One,
so,
two,
sample
three,
two, sample two,
four.
Okay, one. Which one? Two?
The second example, Bruce. Just to show you how it sounds and how you can perfect. This is also important because I think in one we can fix this problem, whatever. And then any method that has counter beat to handle.
This one here.
One.
Yeah.
Videos.
Now, work on both videos, the first and last one, and then next time we will do with the legato and check all that stuff.
Okay. Now we're gonna have to figure out when we meet next time because
yes.
It's gonna be way too early for me at 7.
Yes, no problem. Please send me an email just telling me that to fit my schedule with the school, and I will send you the best option we have.
Okay. All right. We'll see you sometime in 2 weeks.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Oh, wow.